Welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today has a handful of albums to her credit, both solo and with her band. Her latest album is My Favorite Things, Everyone's Jazz Favorites. Please welcome pianist Lisa Hilton.
Hi, Mike. How's everything going?
Good. How is everything on your end?
Well, here in Malibu, California, it is a hot day today.
It's kind of unseasonably warm as we are recording this interview here, too.
Wow.
But it is November 9th that this is airing, so it's maybe it's a little cooler.
Okay.
All right.
So you like the album?
Yes, I do.
Great. I'd love to hear that.
And today we are taping this on October 5th. Earlier today, I played a song from My Favorite Things. Let's Go was the song.
Oh, I love that. It was just a very energetic song from the time I started composing that. And then when we went to record it, the band just took off with it. They really liked it, too, I could tell.
Mm.
Has good energy to it.
Yes. Well, we'll get back to the album in a minute, but first, how did you first get into music?
Well, I started as a kid. I just begged for piano lessons. Of course, my mom said I would never practice, and I said, oh, that I would. So I have done a lot of practicing since then, but I started playing really when I was about 8 years old, and I composed a little bit before then. I think the first song that I wrote was called Skipping, so I had to have been pretty young when I wrote that. And then in high school, I started doing a few little jazz things. And then writing pretty much full-time for the last probably 6 or 7 years.
Hmm. How did your career begin?
Funny thing is I loved to play the piano, but I got to the point where I couldn't find any music I wanted to play. I don't know why. I was raised playing classical, and I, of course, played, you know, a little pop as I grew older, but I got to a point I wanted to play the piano, but the music was not interesting to me, so I just thought, forget this, I'm going to start writing my own. So, not that my music is better, but it was just that I felt a need to play something different. And now I feel more comfortable playing classical, but for a long time I just didn't want to at all, and so I just wrote and played my own music because I thought it was more connected to my life and contemporary life rather than music of a different century. So when you play classical music, that's all, you know, dead guys that were the composers. So writing your own music makes it more applicable to your everyday life.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Lisa Hilton here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Tell us more about your album, My Favorite Things.
Well, everybody tells me that they like jazz and they like instrumental music, but I think sometimes they're a little confused as to what kind of jazz to buy. So I thought, you know, I understand that, and I want to put together an album that has everybody's favorite songs. So I thought, Mike, you know, what would be everyone's favorite music theme, movie theme, or favorite childhood song? Or it was kind of fun trying to decide. Sometimes it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite jazz classic, of course, that's got to be Take Five. Everyone mm-hmm. loves that. And then for favorite song of all times, most popular song of all times, I thought was My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. I think that's been done many times, and it's such a favorite. And now what's fun is that everybody listens to the CD and they say, oh, that's my favorite song. And I'm like, I know, I thought about that. So it feels good putting together songs that you know people really enjoy and to try and have a different angle on them too so that they appreciate them even more.
Okay. What's it like working with your band, which includes Eric Marienthal, who we actually interviewed back in October?
Oh, I love playing with my band. They are just the best guys and so much fun. My bass player is Reggie McBride, drummer is Tal Bergman, and, of course, Eric is our sax player, Eric Marienthal. We were having lunch last week, and Reggie was saying that he was in the studio working on the recent Reese Witherspoon film, and the Rolling Stones were in the studio next door. And I said, oh, my God, did you go over and, you know, hang out? And he said, no. And then he said that Keith Richards came over and hung out with him. So they have lots of experience and are just terrific players. I'm really lucky to play with all of them.
And we like them.
Yeah, they're great. Of course, Eric tours with Chick Corea. And
the Rippingtons.
Yes, and the Rippingtons, too. Yeah, he's a busy guy.
Yes, he is, and he has his own solo work.
Yeah, he's a terrific player, really is. But all the guys I play with are really wonderful, wonderful quality. And engineers, too. I had the best engineer in the world. I had Al Schmidt, who was told stories about working with Frank Sinatra, and, of course, has done all of Diana Krall's albums, Rose Apostles, Chris Bode, you know, he's just a terrific engineer. Mm-hmm. So it was fun working with him, too.
Yes, I've heard good things about Al Schmidt.
Yeah. It's fun.
Okay. Well, that silence is no fun. We're talking with Lisa Hilton here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Have you been on any other artists' albums?
No. Because I'm a composer, I really... and producer, I really create my own songs and then, you know, produce an album and send it out to the world. But being a composer, that's my primary, that's primarily where I'm coming from. Whereas a lot of people that are playing, a lot of musicians playing on albums, they're primarily players and they like to play a lot. And so they'll play with different people. But since I'm a composer, I'm primarily coming from that angle of it, which is just so much fun to do. I love to compose, Mike.
Yes. Wait a minute. Why am I saying yes? How would I have known that? But it
so
is.
What's your favorite song on the album?
My favorite song is, well, Let's Go is a good one.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's see. My Favorite Things is pretty good. Take Five.
Yeah, Take Five is so great. You know, that's... Of course, I've seen Dave Brubeck play that a lot, so when I went to record it, you know, I have so much respect for him and, of course, Paul Desmond's music. But I wanted to do something that really brought out the melody, because it is a good melody. And, of course, it's originally done as a sax song, so we did it as a piano song.
That's right.
So, but people seem to still love it, so that's great. Well, one of my favorites, what I put down for favorite movie theme is Alfie and the by Burt Bacharach.
Right, the Burt Bacharach song.
That, I always thought that was such a beautiful song, and actually heard it when I was a little girl, but never always thought it was the words didn't make sense. What's it all about, Alfie? I thought, what does that mean? So it wasn't until I grew up and had my own Alfie situation that I really learned how to play the song. So I have to say it took me a lifetime to learn how to play that song well. But and then my favorite new song that I wrote is So This Is Love. I wrote that last July, and it just came out really well. And the band has taken to it really well, too. So it's an easy song to compose, either record, easy to play. That's how we like them.
That's right. And it's good. The whole album, in fact, is good.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. What are your fans like?
Well, I feel really fortunate is that my fans seem to run the entire spectrum, which is great. I have some very young fans that are pianists and young musicians. I have a good following in the college in the 20-year-old area there. I played a lot on college radio, and I think that they tend to go for songs, you know, like Take Five or All Blues, you know, the classic jazz pieces that I love to play. And then, of course, I have a big adult fan base to all ages. And, of course, around the world, it's nice to hear people from Japan or Italy, and my latest station is in Siberia called Radio Penguin.
Ooh.
So I figure they probably need jazz there, too.
Mm-hmm. It's been a good year for penguins
it has.
With that movie.
It has.
Recently, you were at Pepperdine University.
Yes.
How was that?
Oh, we had a great response. In fact, as I left, I had one young girl tell me, "You're awesome." So I like that. I like to introduce jazz to all ages, and there is quite a few children at the show that I did at Pepperdine University here in Malibu. But I like to add a little bit of the history of jazz, too, because I'm such a, kind of a history buff.
Mm-hmm.
They had so many jazz musicians and composers had such fascinating lives, so I love to read about that and share that with the audience, too.
Okay. Well, one final question, and it feels like we just started, doesn't it? My question is, what do you hope the future holds for you?
Oh, I just love composing. I love playing. I love recording. So I hope to be, when I'm, say, Dave Brubeck's age or Herbie Hancock's age, or that I will have, you know, 30, 40, 50 albums under my belt or something like that. And I hope to just continue doing this my lifetime. It's so much fun. So that's hopefully what I see in my future, and I hope to that I'm able to touch people's lives and create good moods wherever they listen to the music.
Okay, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you
okay,
so
Lisa,
much.
Lisa, thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, this has been Lisa Hilton here on the Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with a song by her.